Residents of Grays Ferry are hopeful a new community garden will help reduce gun violence in the neighborhood. It's just one way Philadelphians are taking blight into their own hands this spring to try and stave off shootings this summer. WHYY's Sammy Keola reports.
Tyreek Glasgow pries open a can of paint and gets his youngest volunteer started on a pretty messy job, painting the newly installed fence at the Tiny Arboretum Community Garden at Edding and Dickinson Streets.
What's your favorite color?
White, black, and gray.
White, black, and gray. So maybe we can find like an area on the mural we could put y'all colors inside of. You gotta mix it up, though.
His nonprofit, the Young Chances Foundation, has been leading the makeover on the formerly vacant lot for the last three weekends as a way to boost community morale.
It's a dumping spot as of now because it hasn't been utilized for a positive space like this. So to see them take the initiative to want to come help and paint, want to come help and clean, it gives me more motivation that we shouldn't be stereotyped as we are destroying our neighborhoods ourselves.
He's hopeful this will deter crime, that potential shooters will think twice if they see children playing in the sandbox or seniors at a picnic table. There's some evidence to support this. A 2018 University of Pennsylvania study found that when lots in low-income neighborhoods were cleaned up, the surrounding areas saw about a 29% drop in gun assaults, while areas around lots left untouched saw no reduction. Keith Green with the Pennsylvania Horticultural Society runs a city-funded program that beautifies 300 to 400 lots each year. He says there are a few reasons this prevents violence. For one, green spaces make people feel calmer. Also, cleaning and mowing a lot means it's harder for people to stash things there.
You can't really hide guns on the site or hide any type of drugs, whereas like if the site is like overgrown, you can just put it in these things in the site and no one would notice it was there.
He says contractors have actually found these items while doing maintenance. The new community garden in Grays Ferry isn't part of Green's program. Tyreek Glasgow is relying on donations and volunteers. It's a tribute to Tynira Borum, a three-year-old who was killed by a stray bullet while sitting on a nearby front porch in 2014. Her mother, Tamika Borum, has been attending work days at the garden. She says she's worried about the safety of other children in the neighborhood.
Because there's not really a lot of things for them to do out here. It's easier for them to get in trouble just to be in the street. Because it's just constant murders and killings every day.
But this project gives her hope.
I'm grateful that they're doing a garden out here for the community. Makes it look a lot nicer over here. Maybe it'll, you know, reflect a different light on what's going on over here in this part of the community.
So cleaning vacant lots is one strategy. And then there's the trash. A November report from the city controller's office found that trash cleanup slowed significantly during the pandemic. But even before that, garbage piled up faster in low-income areas than affluent areas. From 2017 to 2020, Center City experienced on-time trash collection 95% of the time, while areas like Northwest, South, and West Philly had on-time collection rates 20 to 30% lower than that. Charles Ellison is a strategist with a nonprofit called A Greater Philadelphia.
There is this sense that, okay, well, this is the way these people live, and this is the way it is. So, you know, like, oh, it's a black neighborhood, so they should live low quality. They should live in disinvested, neglected, and blighted neighborhoods.
There are efforts underway to fix the problem. A city pilot program is sending specialized sweep teams into 14 neighborhoods. They'll use mechanical brooms, sidewalk sweepers, backpack blowers, and trash compactors to clear debris. Recycling program director Kyle Lewis says they're focusing on areas with the highest concentration of litter first.
In cleaning those areas of the mechanical street sweeping program, we hope that those neighbors will see the results and see the value in cleaning those areas and keeping them clean.
Additionally, the city's Community Life Improvement Program hires local residents to maintain lots, paint vacant boarded-up properties, and remove graffiti. A new business initiative is tackling trash in 85 commercial corridors citywide. Still, some residents feel they need to take more immediate action. A 5K trash walk starting in Kensington this Saturday aims to collect 1,000 bags of garbage. For Tyreek Glasgow and Tamika Borum, they see their garden as a call to action.
We like to
be the blueprint for the city. So maybe other people in the communities around the city that are plagued by the same challenges that we have, from food disparities, education, safe places, that they'll find a spot in their community and bring a bright spot out of them.
Last weekend's workday was all hands on deck. Borum went out of her way to acknowledge 7-year-old Riley's contribution, though Riley wasn't quite sure what she'd gotten herself into.
But I just wanted to play off of Dale until the people with the pink shirt just came up to me and then said, "Do you want to paint?" And I agreed because I love painting.
Well, thank you for volunteering, young ladies.
The garden will officially open with a spring festival and resource fair this Saturday. Sammy Kayola, WHYY News.